The Girl Banker Podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.
Hey there, I'm Natalie Bartholomew, Chief Administrative Officer of Grand Savings Bank and owner-author of the Girl Banker blog. Welcome to the Girl Banker Podcast series. In every episode of the Girl Banker Podcast, I'll sit down with guests who are accomplishing incredible achievements in their own respective fields. These women inspire me, and I hope that they inspire you too. In today's segment, I sit down with fellow girl banker and Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at FNBC Bank, Molly Carpenter. We talk about how she works remotely from her bank and how that has both empowered her and challenged her as a banker. Well, Molly, I'm so glad that you're here today. Fourth generation banker, VP Marketing and Public Relations, FNBC.
Yeah.
We met technically on Twitter, right?
Well,
no. Did we meet on Twitter, or was it actually over email as a result of banking school?
It was email and a phone call as a result of banking school.
Okay.
I think that's how we officially met the first time. And then met
in person. And then Twitter came in later.
Yeah, and then met in person at GSBC.
Which is crazy. Yeah. That's where we actually met in person.
Yeah, that's been, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
It would have been 2015, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time flies.
Well, I'm so glad we met, and it's been great to stay connected. And the cool thing is that you're doing something so unique in the banking spectrum, in that you're working remotely. So technically, your bank's market footprint isn't in the direct Northwest Arkansas region.
Right.
But yet you are here, and you're able to do your job and do it well. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's certainly not without challenges. I love having the flexibility, love having the opportunity to be in a more urban market where I can have those things that I was looking for, more of a social atmosphere. For me, it was important that I was able to date. And so I love being up here, but certainly miss being back home as well and being in my community bank, because as a community banker, as you know,
right,
that tie to your community and your people is so important.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It sure is. So tell us a little bit about FNBC for our listeners and our watchers.
Yeah. So we are headquartered in Ashflat, Arkansas. So if you aren't familiar with where that's at, we're about 2 hours north of Little Rock. So almost at the Missouri border. Our original footprint was North Central Arkansas. So we had 10 offices in Sharp, Fulton, Izard, Baxter, and Independence County. So last year, we actually went into the Jonesboro market, which was really exciting. Mm-hmm. It's our first step into an MSA. We were able to hire a team of bankers over there who had a tremendous amount of experience and wanted to come to work for a true community bank. And so they came on board. We opened that office as an LPO last August, and then opened as a full-service branch in January. So a lot of exciting things happening there in Jonesboro and with that expansion into Northeast Arkansas.
Yeah.
But our footprint is not in Northwest Arkansas at all. So I'm technically 3.5 to 4 hours, depending on traffic, from my home office. But working remotely in my capacity has worked well for our mm-hmm. organization. I still make a trip home every other week, at least for a few days. That's what I try to do.
So you still kind of keep the road hot.
Yes. So mm-hmm. I'm not just exclusively in Northwest Arkansas. I'm certainly on the road. And there are months, for instance, in August, I was back and forth every week, sometimes at the beginning of the week and then at the end of the week. You know, certain things mm-hmm. were pulling me back and forth. And so understanding that, I have been given a really cool opportunity, and I don't take that for granted. So when my organization needs me to be there, I'm there.
You're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have found unique ways to be present other than just being there physically.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how this kind of came about, because I'm going to assume that there's going to be other bankers that are watching this or listening, however they're watching or listening, that might be considering or thinking about working remotely based on family needs, or mm-hmm. like you were just trying to kind of make some changes personally, mm-hmm. and there's
spread
a lot of cool things.
Wings.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
a lot
just
of cool.
To spread my wings.
Absolutely,
a bit.
Meet new people, and you know, Northwest Arkansas has so many great opportunities. But there might be people that are considering this, but they've never heard it done, or mm-hmm. have actually witnessed taken place and be successful at it.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to approach even the topic with their supervisor. So kind of talk us through how that came to happen, and then kind of what your day-to-day looks like.
Yeah, so I approached my management team, which honestly I went, so my dad's my chairman. So I went to him first and just said, hey, I need to spread my wings a little bit. And I'm a little bit perplexed here because I didn't actually mean to stay in banking as a career. I just thought I would kind of pass through, mm-hmm. get some experience and roll on to the next thing. But I ended up falling in love with my job and with my bank and became very passionate about it. And I was very honest. Like I've looked for jobs. Like I went online, I was looking for opportunities and I couldn't find anything that I wanted to apply for, like to even throw my hat in the ring for. Mm-hmm. And because I'm sure you can understand this, that whenever you find an organization whose core values really align with your own, it's hard to say, I'm going to walk away from this for a little bit more money.
Right.
For, to live in a different city.
Hard to put a value on that.
Right. Yeah. So working for an organization that holds those things true and close to them, mm-hmm. too, is really important. And so I fell in love with my organization. And so I was really struggling with leaving.
Yeah.
And so he told me, he's like, go talk to your boss. So I report to my CEO. And he's like, whatever you guys figure out, I'll support. But that's for y'all to figure out. And we had 6 months of conversation. This was not something that I walked in his office and said, hey, I want to go work somewhere else. I want to live somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And let me do this. It was 6 months of really deep conversation and communicating with one another and being very open and honest about what the bank needed, what I needed, and how it was going to benefit both.
Right.
And so anyone who's going in to have this conversation, I think framing it up for, obviously, you have a need, mm-hmm. and there are things that this is going to benefit for you and make you a happier employee, but there also has to be benefit for your organization.
Sure.
And so figuring out what that benefit is or what that value add will be, I think is really important. But we had a lot of conversation, mm-hmm. and I was very optimistic. And this was one time where I actually showed some patience with the process.
That came in handy.
Yeah. And so because I just felt optimistic that we were going to land at something that was going to work for us.
Yeah.
Because he didn't just immediately say no.
Right.
So I think I took that as a, we're going to move in the right direction.
Yeah, we're going to figure something out.
Yeah. And so here we are a little over a year and a half later into it, and it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are really great things about it. There are also some things that kind of suck about it. But all in all, it's worked for me. It's worked for our organization. And I think it's something that we will be open to exploring with other positions.
Right.
As we continue to grow. Our organization has grown quite a bit over the past 4 years, and we're looking to continue to grow. And so we are headquartered in rural Arkansas, and perhaps that means hiring someone who works remotely because we need that expertise. We need that leadership.
That talent pool.
We do. And so, you know, something else that we've struggled with in our market is, and I'm sure community bankers across the country are struggling with this, especially in those rural communities, mm-hmm. is we live in a dual income society now.
Right.
You know, the husbands and wives are going to work every day and they're depending on that income. Mm-hmm. And so in an area where we don't have a lot of job opportunities, it's hard to attract someone
right.
into our area because we don't have work for their spouse. And so if they're not customer facing and we can set them up in a home office somewhere, I think that it makes sense to explore. It might not end up working in the long run. It might not come to fruition, but mm-hmm. be open-minded and explore it.
Well, and I think you're touching on some really key things. Banking is changing all the time.
Yeah.
And as community banks are trying to acquire top talent and retain them, mm-hmm. becoming more flexible and exploring those options is going to be essential in being successful going forward. And
right.
so talk to me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned that your role specifically gives you the capacity to work remotely.
Right.
Being in a marketing role certainly looks different on a day-to-day basis than other roles within a community bank.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about how others in the bank may have received this information or how they handle it?
Wow. So I think that all in all, there was a positive response to it. In fact, we were a little nervous whenever we, you know, kind of communicated mm-hmm. that I was going to be making this transition. And so we were very much aware that, you know, there might be pushback or there may be people who were uncomfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But I had so many people reach out to me and say, oh my gosh, I don't blame you. I'm so happy for you.
That's great.
I'm excited that you're going to get to spread your wings and go and have this experience. And so for the most part, at least the feedback I heard was positive. No one came to me with anything negative.
Right.
And then I've just been very open in my communication with my coworkers, keeping lines open, being sure to communicate my schedule with them so they know when I'm mm-hmm. in the office mm-hmm. and when I'm not. So far, that's not been a negative.
Right.
I will say, in our organization, that culture is really, really important. And we've invested a lot over the past 4 to 5 years in strengthening that culture. And so I actually conduct our culture training for new hires. And initially, we were having some scheduling issues, and I started just doing them by phone. I was like, well, we can just do it by phone.
Sure.
Yeah. And even a few times we used WebEx, and so mm-hmm. we did video conferencing. But what I found pretty quickly was that, especially with culture, that face-to-face interaction was
it's
so important.
Important.
And that really hit home with me. I walked into an office at some point over the past year, and there was a new hire in there who I had conducted a phone training with, so I never met her face-to-face. And I walked into the branch, and she didn't know who I was. And this wasn't a realization of, you don't know who I am. It was, I'm so involved with our culture, and I don't know our people. I didn't know
yeah.
her either.
Yeah.
And so I was like, even if we have to delay the training, like face-to-face, 100% important.
Yeah.
I just don't negotiate on that anymore because it's so important to be physically present with your people
sure.
and get to know them, get to interact with them, because when you're on a phone call, you just jump into it.
Right.
Okay, we're going to start. Open your document.
And sometimes they're awkward.
Yeah, just open your document.
Phone conferences are weird.
Yeah, and we're going to get started. Whereas whenever I sat with them face-to-face, like, where did you move here from? Mm-hmm. Why are you in banking? Mm-hmm. What's your past experience? Tell me about your family. And you get to build that relationship,
sure.
which as community bankers, relationship building is where it's
everything.
At. Yeah.
It's everything. And so what you're saying, too, is that even though it may not be as convenient in the short term for you to meet in person, it pays off in the
yeah.
long run.
Yeah, we're a small bank. We mm-hmm. have, I want to say, 100 to 102 employees today. And if I don't know one of my coworkers, mm-hmm. for me, that's a problem.
Sure.
Even though I'm not in physically there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes a big difference.
Yeah, it really does.
So transitioning from being in an office and interacting with your coworkers on a daily basis to waking up in your home.
Yeah.
And I know for a while that you had a space that you went to, and then you've worked in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What was that transition like for you? Like, to me, I think I would struggle a tad. I would love the idea of it, but I would struggle a tad of, like, I may not take a shower for a while, or
yeah. Yeah, so
I'll brush my teeth when I get to it.
Right. So whenever I first came over, I did have an office. We rented a space that I went to every day, because I'm like, okay, I need to stay. I was like anyone would be, nervous uh-huh. that I would fall into the trap of, oh, I don't have to get out of bed until 8,
right.
you know, that whole thing. And when I am in the bank, I pretty much wear pencil skirts every day. That's kind of my jam.
Yeah.
And so there for a while, I would literally get up and get ready, put on my pencil skirt and go to this office and sit by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then that stopped making sense because I was within 4 walls, no windows. It was very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I could work at home and have a window at least and have fresh air and, you know, be comfortable.
Right.
So I transitioned out of that pretty quickly. I think I was only in that office for 3 months. And you have to be pretty disciplined
yeah.
to do this. So I have a routine. So I still get up between 5 and 6 a.m. I go to the gym in the morning. I get my workout in. Now, I don't come home and jump straight in the shower and get ready. That's where things start to differ a bit. You know, maybe I do stuff around the house,
mm-hmm.
or Maybe I read the news or whatever. I don't have to put on makeup every day. I don't have to technically get dressed. Most of the time, if you're talking to me on the phone, I am in some form of athletic or athleisure with no makeup, and my hair is probably on top of my head. So,
but you're maximizing your time. Like, I'm thinking about commute and getting ready in the morning and all those things that all of a sudden you're able to actually focus on getting work done in a time when your brain's operating at best capacity,
right,
so at high levels of productivity.
Right, and so you also have to remember whenever you're working from home that your distraction time is less. Mm-hmm. So when you think about your day, especially in our type of role, so we're people, mm-hmm. we like to interact. So think about how many times you get up from your desk, make a lap through the bank, fill up your cup, you know, go to the bathroom, pop into someone's office, talk to a customer, take a phone call. All those distractions.
It is, yeah.
And so whenever you minimize that, you know, your time sitting just at a desk cranking out mm-hmm. stuff is less or more, I guess,
right.
so to speak. So it's just a different approach to productivity. So I'm definitely more productive at home than in the bank. But what that's allowed for me is the 3 days I'm in the bank, I stack it with meetings with mm-hmm. coworkers. I stack it with vendor meetings, community events, lunch meetings with various people. I don't get a lot done. My time in the bank is not spent behind a desk. I'm not there to be productive mm-hmm. from my computer. I'm there to engage with our people. I'm there to be in the community and to be a valuable member in whatever meeting I'm attending,
sure.
right? And so then whenever I come home, I can sit down and crank it out.
And then you can crank it out.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've offered a really cool perspective that is certainly unique to banking anymore. And I know that we're hearing more and more banks, community banks, considering these options, mm-hmm. whereas before there was the expectation of being in the desk, sitting at the desk from 8 to 5. And I think it's just really cool to see banks adapting. And your role has always been so interesting to me. I remember when you first mentioned that you were considering this, and it was so cool to see how it all kind of played out over time. And and it took time. It took time and effort.
Yeah.
And it's worked really well for you. So in closing here, there's some huge news that you have. You were recently engaged.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting married. Yeah.
Which is really exciting. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about him, and then we'll roll out.
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting married. So that was part of the journey to get to Northwest Arkansas I think this was part of the selling point with my dad. I was like, Dad, I'm 28 years old and I'm not married and this is not going to change if I stay here. And so I think he started to sweat a little bit and thought he might be stuck with me for the rest of time. So he was like, okay, go. So yeah, I met a great guy up here. His name is Matt mm-hmm. and he works in Walmart World. So he works for Hormel. So he works in the e-commerce space. He's got a really great career there. He's originally from the Great White North, from Minnesota. So he's here in Arkansas, and we met last year and fell in love, and now we're getting married. So
that's
we
awesome.
Are up to our eyeballs in wedding planning right now. So that's another thing that we're juggling with.
Sure.
With work and life and everything else. And so
a lot of details.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You've got lots of cool things going on for you. And I know that the advice and just your story and your journey of how this has worked for you and for your bank is going to be helpful to other bankers and to other banks. So we appreciate you being on today. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing what happens next with you.
And I always encourage if there are any other bankers who want to reach out and just have a conversation, would love to do that. And then also, I think he probably hates me for this a lot, but I always offer up my boss as, you know, somebody, you know, if you're going to your boss and want to talk to them about it and they're like, I need to talk to someone who's done this and lived it. I always offer him up as a resource because he's very candid and transparent and will share what he likes and dislikes about it.
Yeah.
Cause he's, this isn't, he would love to have me in the bank every
day.
It's
somewhat uncharted territory for a lot of banks. Well, we'll be sure to have your social media information and our post when we put this out. And so people can definitely reach out to you. But Molly, thank you so much. It's been great.
Thank you, Natalie.
That was Molly Carpenter, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at FNBC Bank. Be sure to follow her on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's all for this podcast of The Girl Banker. But you can catch fresh content regularly at thegirlbanker.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm Natalie Bartholomew. I'll see you next time.
The Girl Banker Podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.